Welcome to evening prayer on Saturday, the 10th of October. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. Though there rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord and to seek his will in the temple. For in days of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me and set me high upon a rock. Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord, that his evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 81. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Sing merrily to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Take up the song and sound the timbrel, the tuneful lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, as at the full moon upon our solemn feast day. For this is a statute of Israel, a law of the God of Jacob, the charge he laid upon the people of Joseph when they came out of the land of Egypt. O come, let us sing to the Lord. I hear a voice I did not know, that said, I eased their shoulders from the burden. Their hands were set free from bearing the load. You call upon me in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you from the secret place of thunder, and proved you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not worship a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I shall fill it. O come, let us sing to the Lord. But my people would not hear my voice, and Israel would not obey me. So I sent them away in the stubbornness of their hearts, and let them walk after their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Then I should soon put down their enemies, and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would be humble before him, and their punishment would last forever. But Israel would I feed with the finest wheat, and with the honey from the rock would I satisfy them. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Father of mercy, keep us joyful in your salvation and faithful in your covenant. And as we journey to your kingdom, ever free us with the bread of life, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in your land. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in your land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. That glory may dwell in our land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is near to those who fear you. That glory may dwell in your land. Let us pray. Father, your love for us surpasses all our hopes and desires. Forgive our failings and keep us in your peace and lead us in the way of salvation. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. For God's not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind to live each day and glorify his name. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, who hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.